She tried to look calm as she remembered the words of the man who had handed her the newsletters to deliver. "Avoid the Nazis if you can," he'd said. "If you think they're going to stop you, throw the newsletters away. If that's not possible, act like an innocent child so they don't search you." Edda had no chance of throwing anything away now. She was just a few metres from the German soldiers, and her heart raced ever faster as she saw that one of them had started to check each cyclist's ID card. All people living in the Netherlands, aged 14 and over, had to carry an ID card bearing their photograph, fingerprints and other personal details. Edda now fished hers out of her bag, her mind a frenzy of panic questions. What if they searched her? What if they found the newsletters? She glanced at the card in her hand, feeling the usual jolt of seeing the name there. Edda. Not her real name, which was Audrey. But when she had returned from the Netherlands from school in England nearly 4 years earlier, her mother had banned her from using Audrey. It was an English name and identified her as British, like her father. That alone would make the Germans suspicious of her, and perhaps more curious about what she was carrying. As she waited for her turn, Edda closed her eyes and tried to remember why on earth she had agreed to take on this dangerous task. The fear she felt now was too much to bear, but she knew she only had herself to blame. Edda had heard about the work of the Dutch resistance and wanted to get involved, to do more than just wash bandages and serve food to patients in the hospital where she volunteered after school. And she knew that the doctor there, Dr. Hendrik Visser Uthoft, was an important figure in the resistance. When she'd approached him, Dr. Visser Uthoft was unsure about her offer of help. Edda was just a young girl. "Do you really want to get involved in such dangerous work?" he asked. But Edda was determined. So Dr. Visser Uthoft gave her a test.